This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. One solution to the nation's unemployment problem might be found overseas. President Obama wants to double exports in the next 5 years, saying that could add another 2 million jobs here. Analysts say it's possible, but only if the administration acts aggressively to promote trade, which could mean crossing and upsetting some Democrats. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Drew Greenblatt is an export believer. His company, Marlin Steel Wire Products in Baltimore, makes wire baskets for industrial customers like Boeing and Caterpillar. Thanks to a push in the last few years, exports now account for about 25% of Greenblatt's business. Or as he puts it, foreign customers put food on the table for one in four of his employees.
We have cars, homes, and mortgages being paid for because we're selling and competing vigorously against foreign companies. We are growing our company and hiring people to keep up with this foreign demand.
Greenblatt's 30-person firm has gotten help from the Commerce Department, which operates various programs to encourage exports. One of those offers a guarantee that foreign customers will pay their bills.
We shipped a job to Singapore that we never would have shipped, but the federal government guaranteed the credit, and we got paid and everything worked out. Because of that, Baltimore City employees were working overtime to accommodate this business in Singapore.
But Greenblatt's company is in the tiny minority. Less than 1 in 100 U.S. firms do any business overseas. President Obama wants to change that. Later today, Commerce Secretary Gary Locke will outline details of the administration's new National Export Initiative. Fred Bergston, who directs the Peterson Institute for International Economics, says boosting foreign sales is a good idea. But he says it will take more than government credit guarantees or stepped-up trade promotion to reach the president's goal of adding 2 million export jobs. Tackling China's currency, for example. Bergston says China keeps its exchange rate artificially low, making American goods more expensive and making it harder for American firms to compete in the vast Chinese market.
China has not responded to sweet reason, so it probably is time to toughen up the approach.
Bergston suggests the U.S. challenge China's currency valuation before the World Trade Organization. So far, the administration has declined to label China as a currency manipulator. Mr. Obama did say yesterday exchange rates are a challenge that should be addressed internationally. Bergston also wants the president to push for quick ratification of free trade agreements with South Korea, Panama, and Colombia. Mr. Obama stopped short of that in his State of the Union address, saying only that he wants to strengthen trade ties with those countries. When the president met last week with House Republicans, Illinois Congressman Peter Roskam told him the GOP wouldn't stand in his way.
That's no-cost job creation, but the obstacle is, frankly, the politics within the Democratic caucus.
Mm-hmm. The president acknowledged Democrats have been wary of free trade agreements, fearing foreign competition would cost U.S. jobs. But Republicans are nervous, too. Dartmouth economist Matthew Slaughter says voters in both parties have grown skeptical that free trade policies are working for them.
The average voter in the U.S. has been pretty on the fence about whether they want more trade coming into the United States. The income pressures that a lot of households have faced in recent years have sort of shifted that balance, where I think more voters now are a lot more wary of globalization than they used to be.
Mr. Obama promises to strictly enforce both new and existing trade agreements to make sure other countries play by the rules. But he told Senate Democrats yesterday America should not shy away from international competition.
We've got the best workers on earth. We've got the most innovative products on earth. And if we are able to compete on an even playing field, nobody can beat us.
Wire basket maker Drew Greenblatt says his company is living proof. Somewhere in Taiwan, he says, there's a shipping clerk opening a box of his products labeled Made in the USA. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.